This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, the Canadian Prime Minister, and the Mexican President have all signed documents concerning a new trade deal for North America. They signed them at the G20 summit as it began in Buenos Aires, Argentina this morning.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA, a truly groundbreaking achievement. Modern-day agreement.
The agreement still needs to be ratified by the U.S. Congress, Mexican lawmakers, and Canada's parliament. President Trump reacting to reports that he considered giving Vladimir Putin a penthouse as part of a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 campaign, tweeting this morning he only lightly looked at doing that building, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project, end quote. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Police in Arizona mourning the death of the U.S. deputy marshal killed yesterday while serving a federal warrant in Tucson against a suspect accused of stalking another law enforcement officer. That suspect, a 27-year-old man, has been taken into custody. Marriott says hackers breached its Starwood guest reservation database recently, potentially exposing information on about 500 million guests. The hotel chain says it discovered it last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Thousands of Central American migrants are continuing to wait at the U.S.-Mexico border, hoping to make it into the U.S. Republican Senator Mike Lee says U.S. law must be followed.
What we're really afraid of in this country is mob rule and the behavior of a mob. What we have on the border is a mob taking advantage of that. That isn't right.
The Utah senator was speaking last night on Fox News at night. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The head of NASA says the head of SpaceX, Elon Musk, better forget about smoking pot and drinking whiskey on podcasts if he wants to keep flying astronauts to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine saying yesterday that Musk's decision to puff a blunt and toss down some drinks during a podcast in September was, quote, not helpful and did not inspire confidence in his company. Pressure from Congress now convincing the Veterans Affairs Department to pay student veterans all the benefits they're due under the Forever GI Bill. A change yesterday in the course came a day after the VA told congressional staffers they would not retroactively pay vets whose checks were less than they were owed because of problems with the department's computer system. More nasty weather headed into the northern plains and the upper Midwest today. Up to a foot of snow is likely for parts of South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Some places could see a foot and a half, and stiff winds will be creating blizzard conditions. And scientists are trying to figure out why the Earth rang like a bell not long ago. National Geographic says earlier this month, a mysterious rumble rolled around the world with seismic monitors first picking up the event near Madagascar. It was then picked up in Chile, New Zealand, Hawaii. One seismologist says he's never seen or heard anything like it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hey, you think my voice is froggy? Wait till you hear our next guest. Corey Lewandowski has been having a tough time with his voice as well. He and David Bossi, authors of Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. A little background here about Corey. He currently serves as Vice President Pence's Political Action Committee. He's also President and CEO of Lewandowski Strategic Advisors, LLC. Previously served as the chief political advisor and campaign manager to Donald J. Trump for president, and prior to that, he was an executive for Americans for Prosperity. Corey previously served as a certified police officer with the state of New Hampshire, where he lives with his family. Corey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I appreciate you weathering out this. I know it's been, hit and miss with your voice and all, and so I appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate you having me today, and I'll do my best to get through this, I promise.
Well, no, I know you. I was reminded of your story that you told while on the campaign, that you put your head down while you were on the campaign, the Trump jet, and you were just taking a moment of respite. You put your head on the campaign, and Donald Trump came to you and said, "Hey, look, if it's too much to you, you can hang it up." But that kind of gave you an idea of the kind of taskmaster and how committed Donald J. Trump was to the campaign.
Well, that's exactly right, and he is so committed to this presidency. This is a guy, nobody talks about his age. He's 72 years old, and he's working 18, 19, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the press that covers him, who are by and large 20, 30, or 40 years younger than him, are asking him to slow down because they can't keep up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corey, you and David, your heart toward this country is not about you by no means. I mean, and this is really clearly evident, even in the dedication of your book. You write to my family, especially my wife and children who supported me during this witch hunt. You have my gratitude and love more than you will ever know. To my mother, who always taught me to fight for what I believe, and to my brother Carl, for your decades of service to our country in the United States Marine Corps. And please pass on my Semper Fi to my brother and your brother Carl for his service. Your family, this has been emblematic, of your family. Your heart, your passion has been service to our country. And this is what you see at the very heart of this. Both you and David is seeing our country under attack.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think all of us Americans find our own way to fight for what we believe in. And some have the opportunity to do that in the military. Some serve in police and first responder capacities. And look, what I want to do is I want to point out the people who are trying to stop our country from being the success that it can be. And I truly believe our best days are in front of us. I think the president believes that, too.
Exactly.
We have to have strong, tough leadership, because for too long, our country has been taken advantage of by smarter politicians, because we've given up sometimes. And this is our way to fight back, and I'm proud to be in that fight.
Well, Corey, the difficult thing is to get the majority of Americans, or even a good percentage, to where we could get a critical mass of people understanding the clear and present danger that exists, not existentially, but internally.
Well, you're exactly right. Look, in our book, Trump's Enemies, we outline the professional bureaucrats who sit in Washington, D.C., and stop things, subversion, by putting them out to committees, by making sure that they have a mentality that they own the place and we rent it. The president comes there for 4 or 8 years at a time, and those bureaucrats stay there for 20, 30, or 40 years at a time. So they know every trick in the book to stop an agenda, which under this president, we call America First.
Exactly. Well, there is no doubt that this has been a concerted effort. This is coming out slowly but surely, even as the Mueller special counsel continues to move on. Mark Penn wrote in for Fox News something that I thought that was really in your face, and that's to say, look, at the jig is up. Mueller clearly, forget about this Russian collusion, that's already proven to be hollow. He's just going after President Trump.
Well, you're exactly right. There is no collusion between the campaign and Russia. I was there every day. We didn't speak to Russians. We didn't have Russian salad dressing. We didn't do anything with Russia. But people, and specifically the Clinton campaign, had to come up with a fake reason why they lost. They didn't want to admit that they didn't find Wisconsin or Pennsylvania on a map. And they ran a terrible campaign, and Donald Trump outworked her. And so now this fake Russia witch hunt is trying to show that there was some collusion. It doesn't exist. Mueller needs to end his investigation, and they need to make that report public so everybody can see what was involved. And if Bob Mueller is a man of integrity, he will be tracking down the leads that show that Hillary Clinton's law firm paid $5 million to a British spy to create the false dossier that Jim Comey presented to Donald Trump in a classified briefing.
I got to tell you, Corey, that's exactly the point. People are scratching their heads. I mean, the circles I travel in, and I'm it's pretty broad. I mean, I was just in Hawaii, California. I went across the country, and people are all asking, going, wait a minute, how is Mueller stepping over obvious crimes to go pursue this, this illusion, and they say delusion of this Russian conspiracy? It's like Don Quixote chasing windmills, and he's stepping over the crimes of the Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama administration.
Well, you're exactly right. Not one person from the Clinton campaign has been charged. Not one has been investigated. And as a matter of fact, as you know, Peter Strzok, the crooked FBI agent, is the one who interviewed Huma Abedin and gave her immunity, interviewed Cheryl Mills, and then said there was nothing to see when it came to 33,000 emails being deleted and classified emails being shared on public servers. This is, look, here's the problem. These people had badges. They were the highest members of our law enforcement community. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Bruce Orr. And they went after American citizens with warrants because they didn't like their politics. If that
right.
didn't scare you, it had better. Because if it ever happens again, these people should be in jail.
Exactly. Quite ironic that Hillary Clinton herself brought this up. That, in this country, we do not go after our political enemies. Boy, if that wasn't a signal to everybody and a dog whistle. But, of course, the mainstream media wasn't about to report and catch that, were they?
Well, they don't want to report that because the mainstream media is in the tank. Look, in our book, Trump's Enemies, we interview the president. We say, what is the biggest threat to our country? He says the fake news, the 85% of the media, which is so in the tank for the left that they will not give him a fair story. And he says in the interview that we publish in the book, he's not opposed to bad stories. He just wants them to be fair, meaning truthful. The American people have woken up and they have seen how dishonest members of the media are. Those that don't want to report the news, they want to be the news now. And they bring those political biases to their coverage. And the American people are seeing it every day.
Well, Corey, we can't thank you and David enough for the book. This really brings to light this is a warning to all of America that we need to be aware of. And more Americans are waking up to this reality that Trump's enemies exist. How the deep state is undermining our, the presidency and our country. Corey Lewandowski. Corey, thank you so much for weathering, through the throat issue. Feel better. We're going to talk to David in the next break. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not going to hide. Because the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinion. Live.
Hey, just the way you like us, you know, very fresh and independent. That be us. That's the way we roll here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, as always. I do want to remind you, by the way, you know, we have our official, our new official, God's Got This t-shirt. Did I tell you about this? And we're giving it away, first come, first served. All you got to do, drop us an email. We put you in the hoppa. You know how it works, because we put it in the giving hoppa, which has become... Put your name in there. Make sure you include your name, address, all that good stuff, so we know where to send it. I will tell you, all we have is large and extra large t-shirts right now. And on the front of the t-shirts, God's Got This, Bill Martinez Live official, you know, t-shirt there. And we've got, if you remember, in a conversation we had with Jen Gotson Chandler, in her movie Saving Faith, you know, she kept saying one of the recurring things that was in the movie was, you know, one of the co-stars was always saying, hey, God's got this, you know, don't worry, we, you know, God's got this. I said, well, that's a t-shirt. And so our good friends at Hands On Originals out of Kentucky printed this up for us. And so, look, at we've got them to give away just in time for Christmas. So God's got this. You want one of those t-shirts. And I think it's so cool because whether it's God's got this, you know, your life, God's got this situation, whatever it is, whatever mountain that you're dealing with, you'll be reminded when you wear this t-shirt that God's got this, and just like God's got this radio show, that's how we feel about this. So, hey, you know, happy to, you know, give you a your very own official Bill Martinez Live t-shirt, God's Got This. So drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and we'll get it in the mail to you just in time for Christmas, okay? Is that cool? Corey, as you could tell, his voice was thinning out, and we knew that we were not gonna, it was gonna be tough. We were gonna have two segments with him, and he was supposed to have been on for this next segment. But, I appreciated him giving us, the time that he gave us, you know, dealing with his sickness. You know, I've been dealing with it, as you can tell, my voice is not, 100%. Corey was hanging in there, and so we released him in hopes that we were gonna get David Bossy, who was the other co-author of the book. But David is tied up in another radio show, so we're going to have David back at another time, and then we'll pick up this conversation and get into it in more detail. But, you know, the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, you got to see this for what it is. I know it sounds pretty crazy when you think about, well, in this modern day, I mean, this is America. I mean, we have enemies here. We got people that are so diabolical that just want to blow everything up. I mean, this is good. This goes much deeper than Hillary Clinton. And of course, whenever you bring, you know, the people who have contributed to the insanity and chaos into play, like the former president, then everybody goes wiggy over this. I mean, we cannot talk about Barack Obama for some reason, you know, because he's black. I mean, all of a sudden, because we talk about him, we're racist and we have some sort of ill will. Look, at, you know, I was raised in a situation where, as I shared with you earlier, is that, you know, we didn't know about prejudice. I mean, what did we know? We just, you know, our dad was, you know, a first-generation immigrant. His family had immigrated, you know, from Spain and on through Mexico. My mother from Mexico. I mentioned to you my grandparents came to the country. They paid one penny for their citizenship back in 1900 as they came into Texas and eventually ended up in Los Angeles. My grandfather was an excellent butcher, and so he didn't have any problem getting work. My grandmother was a seamstress. Oh my goodness! I mean, the things that she would create. You know, I would say even on the simplest side of like doilies and things. And I had her. I think she was 91 years old. I told her, I said, Grandma, I really want something. You know, and I knew that she was really good at crocheting and everything. So could you do me? And I felt bad asking her because she's 90 years old, but she was so active. It was, you know, she lived to be almost 102. And so I said, Grandma, can you make me a tablecloth? I'd love to have a tablecloth. And she goes, oh, no worries, mijo. Just get me the, get me the yarn and everything. So I got her the yarn. And within 3 weeks, I mean, she did this gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous tablecloth. I cannot find anything close to it. It is just so incredible. It's such a family heirloom. Absolutely precious to me. And then, of course, she threw in some doilies and some other things as well because she had the extra yarn and she just couldn't stop. But, oh, my gosh, what an absolute blessing. But anyway, you know, the way we were raised, we didn't know about color. we really didn't, you know, we played sports and as I was sharing with, you know, Jeff Kemp, in sports, what I love about sports is it's not about color. It's just about, hey, can you, you know, if you're going to play third base, can you catch a grounder? Can you throw it to first? I mean, we didn't care. You know, this is the way we grew up. We didn't care if you were black, yellow, whatever. You know, could you hit home run? Could you hit when people were in, you know, swearing? Could you, you know, catch the ball in the end zone, you know, kind of thing? This is the way it was. And so it was quite a shock, I got to tell you. You know, when I was in college in Ventura College in Ventura County, California, and all of a sudden the issue, you know, we started having race riots and friends, kids that I grew up with, you know, that suddenly they're, you know, it was like all of a sudden the shields were taken off and they wanted to be seen as black. And I thought, whoa, what is this? And so it was quite a transition that, you know, we had to go through. But I'm saying in this country today, you know, here it is. We're like stuck. We're like stuck in this mire that we need to look at people through the color of their skin, which is, you know, the cry of Martin Luther King said that, oh, that he wanted his children to one day to be measured by the content of the character and not the color of their skin. And I'd say in many ways, there are many people who are readily think that way. Now, are there some people that still hold on to some of these, you know, the stinking thinking and some of these bad ideas? Certainly there is. I'm not delusional here, but I'm saying there's probably more people who think like us and embrace the differences in our culture and the things that people have to offer. All we ask, and I think it's, you know, we can do this, is that we ask that people, when they come here to this country, they do no harm. Our elected officials, they do no harm. They think, you know, by their better angels, and they enact and do things on the behalf of we the people, which is consistent with our mission statement. Our mission statement being the Declaration of Independence and our objectives, which is the Constitution itself with all the enumerated powers. It breaks down how it is, how it, you know, this vision that we had in the Declaration of Independence. How was this going to come about? And it was going to become about by the Constitution, which lays it out that if we follow those rules, it goes well for everybody. Are we perfect? No, by no means. Have we made mistakes? Certainly. But that's the process of life. Is that we learn by our mistakes. And hopefully, I mean, this is why we need a free press to be able to point this out. But when we have a free press that's in the tank and becomes prejudiced, and all of a sudden they're driving an agenda instead of what they're supposed to be driving in their specific lane and purpose for this culture, then they're out of order. And this is what's going on right now. We need people in their proper lane, the president being a president, our Congress being Congress, judiciary being the judiciary, the media doing what they're supposed to be doing. I mean, you imagine with all the resources, and I mean the brilliant people in these outlets that could be doing us such a great favor in dealing with these things that that are harmful to this country, as we were talking with John Guandolo earlier. I mean, we have enemies within our government. Trevor Loudon pointed out for many, many years on the show. He's pointed out the danger that we have even within our government. How are we going to purge that? You know, as we were talking with Corin Lewandowski earlier, how do we purge that, ladies and gentlemen? And I go back to what, again, the objectives of our government listed in our Constitution. We the people, okay? That is the power base, and this is what makes the Constitution work. And we have to insist on that and do everything we can and be prepared to put it all on the line. As John Whitehead said earlier this week, it is dangerous. There's no doubt about it. But I will tell you, the revolution, the American Revolution, continues to this day. It is not asleep. What's asleep are the people that need to wake up and understand that we're on the front line and the enemy is here amongst us right now. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwarz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles. 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, the Canadian Prime Minister, and the Mexican President have all signed documents concerning a new trade deal for North America. They signed them at the G20 summit as it began in Buenos Aires, Argentina this morning.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA, a truly groundbreaking achievement, modern-day agreement.
The agreement still needs to be ratified by the U.S. Congress, Mexican lawmakers, and Canada's parliament. President Trump reacting to reports that he considered giving Vladimir Putin a penthouse as part of a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 campaign, tweeting this morning he only lightly looked at doing that building, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project, end quote. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You're one step away from surrender. One step away from coming home. Coming home.
Bill Martinez live.
One step arms wide open. His love has never let you go.
Is here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And you know, we're going to talk about families, and we're going to talk about in real life this year, especially if you can't be with your family. We've got a multimedia lifestyle expert is going to explain how to stay virtually connected with your loved ones and more. You know, the reality is many families just can't be together this year for the holidays due to the cost of distance, mobility issues of aging parents, or even plain fatigue over the hassle of travel. However, a recent study shows 70% of Americans say that they're staying in touch virtually with their loved ones, and says that it can help take the stress out of being apart over the holidays. I think it's a great idea. And as I mentioned, the multimedia lifestyle expert, Justine Santinello, joins us right now to explain more. Justine, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Facebook Messenger just conducted some new research on how Americans experience stress during this holiday season. So what did the research find, and how can technology tools help alleviate stress during this holiday season?
Yes, so you're right. Facebook Messenger, during this survey, they found that over half of Americans, they don't get to be with all their friends and family this season. I mean, I know myself, that's true. I don't get to be with everybody, but having those virtual communication tools like the new Facebook Messenger, it helps to alleviate that stress, knowing that you can still connect with the people you love virtually. So how do you do that? I mean, some of their features, you can host a virtual family game night using face-to-face video chats, and you can do that with up to six people at once. So you can actually see everybody's faces while you're playing these games. It's super social and interactive. You can also simplify your group gifting. So I know, for example, my siblings and I, we always like to get one gift together for our parents, but it's always a big to-do over what to get. So this year, within one chat with my siblings, we can brainstorm ideas. We can use polls to see which gift ideas are winning out over others, and then we can split the payment for that gift right there in our chat. So group gifting is then easier than ever. And, of course, you can also group chat with everybody in your family, so nobody's going to miss a moment.
Well, Justine, all the people that are going to miss you, I mean, that's heartbreaking for them. But now you've got Facebook Messenger, so what a great idea. But I love the gift-giving idea that you just shared about, you know, doing something for mom and dad and getting all the siblings together. You know, we're a big family, of eight now. We used to be nine, but now we're eight. And you know, that's a great idea. I love this a lot. Now, tell us more about group video chats and how they work.
Yeah, so it's easier than ever. You could connect with friends and family, whether they're across the country, even across the globe. You can actually host up to 50 people in one chat. And I think that's more people than you were going to fit in your grandma's house or your mom's house this holiday season. Basically, all you have to do is turn a one-on-one chat or voice call into a group call. And you never even have to interrupt the conversation to add people in. So super easy to group chat, video chat. Also, you know, those polls I was mentioning before, you can use that for group gifting, but you could even use polls for menu decisions. You know, in my family, what we're going to eat for the holidays is always a big to-do. So now in that same chat with my siblings, we can all talk about, all right, what do we want to have for appetizers? What do we want mom to make for the main meal? And plan the menu ahead of time so we don't have to worry about it later. I mean, you can even connect with your favorite brands and companies, so beyond just connecting with friends and family. And they have these really cool special branded experiences. So, for example, you can track gifts that you're sending to people with from places like Kohl's, or you could book your holiday travel through Kayak. You can find inspiration for your decor and your cocktails with Pinterest. I mean, there's just so many ways to stay connected.
Justine, what is it? You mentioned meals and, you know, Christmas season and that. They just go together, don't they? And families.
Thank you.
I mean, it is just so special. And then to talk about it in advance as to what's going to be on the menu.
Right?
I mean, you're readily hungry by the time you hit the door, right?
You know what? I think it's, I mean, I'm a big foodie, so this really speaks to me. Instead of now having to call everybody in my family individually and have the same conversation 20 times over, we can all just get in one chat together and figure it out. I mean, I can even make this into a group video chat with everybody from the family. So in one time, one place, we're picking the menu, and that's it.
I got to tell you, I'm loving what Facebook Messenger is doing here, and I love how technology continues to advance and how Facebook Messenger is staying on top of this. Let's talk about some other life hacks within the new Messenger to help simplify holiday planning and communication.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool. I think you guys will like this. So Facebook launched Messenger Kids. So this allows kids in the family to stay connected, but it's having them stay connected with parent-approved friends and family. So us as parents, we know that it's a controlled and safe environment. So kids can chat, let's say, with grandma and grandpa. They can send virtual holiday cards, videos. They can even decorate photos with holiday-themed decorations and send them over to cousins and friends. So now even the kids get to stay connected, and us as parents, we don't have to worry about it.
Boy, kids even being involved. This is awesome. That's great.
Right? So now literally everyone in the family is involved. I mean, I know for me, I have family in Florida. I have family in Italy. So it's nice to be able to know I'm going to be able to see everyone. It's my daughter's first Christmas, and now even my family over in Italy is going to be able to see her in her Christmas outfit.
How cool is that? That's awesome.
Right?
Really, I love it.
I think it's amazing. It makes me happy, and the survey is definitely right. It helps alleviate that stress. You can still feel like you're with them, even though you're not there in person.
Well, we're visiting with multimedia lifestyle contributor Justine Santinello. She's the number one authority for providing engaging content and innovative products. And I know we're all listening and taking notes here. I love this kid app. So how can parents, you know, get the kids involved, you know, with family and friends safely here, Justine?
Yeah, so you want to make sure that you have Messenger Kids. You know then as a parent that your kids are only going to be able to chat and send cards and videos and everything else to people that you have approved, friends, family, cousins, you know, whoever it may be that they want to talk to. And then the kids get a chance to connect on their own. So they can do a video chat with grandma and grandpa. Grandma and grandpa live across the globe. And they can just have fun with the features the same way us adults can. So they feel like they're part of the conversation.
Well, Justine, a couple more questions here before we wrap up, because this is so exciting. And as you say, the big element of this is fun. And you mentioned earlier about a board game night during the holidays.
Yeah.
Tell us how that works.
Yeah, okay. So if you don't get to be in person and have that board game, you can do a virtual family game night. So you use the face-to-face video chat, and you can do this with up to six people at once. So it's super interactive, super social. You can see everybody while you're all playing these games together. They have a bunch of different games to choose from. I definitely recommend Ski Monster. That's a really fun one that I like to play with my cousins. And it's just a fun way to connect. So you do have the option, of course, to group chat, video chat, but you can also do these virtual family game nights, which makes it even more fun.
Well, I got to tell you, Justine, this is really exciting, and I know you've gotten our audience very excited about getting involved with Facebook Messenger this holiday season. So where can they go to get the new Messenger?
Yeah, so you guys can download the latest version in your app store, whether that's Apple or Google Play. And if you do already have the app, just make sure that you've downloaded all the latest updates so you're ready to go and connect.
Well, Justine Santinello, multimedia lifestyle expert, talking about Facebook Messenger, and a lot of fun is lying ahead for us this Christmas season. Enjoy yourself. And Justine, thank you so much. We really appreciate you sharing it all with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, and happy holidays.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwarz toys. Plus, get cold cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Hey, we got a real treat for you. Rock photographer Julian David Stone, author of the highly anticipated coffee table book, No Cameras Allowed, My Career as an Outlaw Rock and Roll Photographer, joins us now. Julian, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, what a great book. I love the book, but let's take everybody back down memory lane here. I mean, you're a young kid, and you figure, hey, what the hey, the Ramones are on stage, and I need to take some pictures here. So what prompted this?
God, well, it all goes back to being a precocious teenager, and like a lot of teenagers, I wanted to be a rock star, and that lasted about 5 minutes after I actually picked up a guitar and realized I had no musical ability. Well, I was into photography, and like you said, the Ramones were coming to town, so I thought, this will be my way. I'll get into this world of rock and roll by taking pictures. Mm-hmm. I go down to see the Ramones with my camera bag over my shoulder, and a guard just sort of laughs at me and points at a sign that says, "No cameras allowed."
Right.
And he sends me away, and I'm about to dump my equipment in the car, and I decide, you know, maybe there's a way around this, and I hide the equipment on my body. I get in with no problems and shoot the Ramones, and after that, I was addicted, and over the next 6 or 7 years, I shot about 10,000 pictures of all the big stars of the era.
Amazing. I mean, that you would, here it is, your first shot at it, you go, okay, no cameras allowed, boom, you're thinking about this, but go, wait a minute, I'm determined. I got to find another way here. And little did you know that was going to be the start of 6 incredible years, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's youth and, just wanting going for it and taking a chance. And, you know, it was the early 80s, and I was just obsessed with music, and I just decided this was going to be my way in.
Now, have any of these artists been in contact with you to say, I mean, because look at musical artists in a lot of ways are rebellious themselves. So I'm sure there's probably some kindred spirit sense between you and those that are on stage. Have they contacted you? Has there been any problem or any backlash as a result of this?
No. Well, what's funny is because this is all was over and done with over 30 years ago, when I was doing it then, I wasn't doing anything with the pictures. I did eventually build up a portfolio that, and this is all sort of I talk about this in the book and the story that I, and the journey I went on, where I go pro at the end. But in terms of the exposure of my outlaw pictures, nobody saw them. But interestingly enough, about a week ago, Terry Nunn of Berlin posted some pictures. Somehow a book got to her, and she loved it, and she posted a bunch of pictures on social media about it. So that's the only contact that I've had in terms of a response from some of the people that are in the photos.
So through this journey, I mean, here it is the first time, no cameras allowed, and through this six-year experience, I imagine you got a little bit more sophisticated in how you were able to get the camera equipment in, or were you still, attaching camera pieces and parts to your body to get in through the door?
No, well, it started this first time on the spur of the moment, and back then, this was the early 80s, so I had big tube socks on, so I did, this is 35-millimeter equipment,
right.
Not digital, it's big stuff. That was the first time. Then I graduated to taping the stuff on my body and got more sophisticated. Finally, I got all the way up to, I got an old Navy pea coat that hung down almost to my ankles, and I modified it so I could hide equipment down in out of view in the hem and around my back, so that when I would get patted down, nobody would check down there. So it got pretty sophisticated by the end, and I got a lot more aggressive with the amount of equipment that I was bringing in.
Now, you're shooting these pictures. I mean, what, guards around the stage, they're not seeing that you've got a camera out? I mean, how are you doing this?
Well, that's part of it. Like, you stay packed in the crowd, and I would only pull the camera out to take a picture and put it away. However, there were some times where it didn't quite go that smoothly. I was shooting Joan Jett one time in a club, and this was already after Joan Jett was already like a big star. And it was unusual that she was playing this small club. So I'm packed in the middle of this crowd, and I'm taking pictures. And all of a sudden, I notice a roadie has come out on stage, and he's looking at me. And he's pointing at me like, I see you with that camera. And I'm like, okay, well, what are you going to do? I'm in the crowd. I'm taking pictures. Well, I'll tell you, he told me exactly what he was going to do. He jumped off the stage and came barreling through the crowd at me. And he was just about at me. I hid my equipment, and he took down the guy next to me. And so I just sort of eased away like, okay, nothing to see here.
Right, really.
So,
and the poor guy next to you, he's going, hey, why me, huh?
Exactly. Mm. So No, it was you were never safe. I mean, I always had adventures running away from security and went on the whole time. It was part of the fun, to be honest with you.
Well, I bet. I mean, here you are, you're doing something on the sly and sometimes, getting called out for it and everything. So, tell us some more stories about some of the events you went through and the big stars that you were able to capture.
Sure. So, One of the craziest experiences I had, I was shooting Duran Duran, and I have to admit, I was not the hugest Duran Duran fan, but by now I had started college. I was in my first year of college, and I went to school with this guy who was obsessed with him. So he said, like, I'll pay for your ticket, your film, everything, if you'll go with me and take pictures. So I figured, sure, no problem. We go down, this is in Los Angeles. We go to the Forum, and it's just insanity. This is the peak of Duran Duran, and it's screaming girls and everything. Mm-hmm. We can't find a ticket anywhere, but we find a guy who's running one of the doors to the venue, an usher, and he says, hey, if you give me $50, I'll let you in. So we give him the money. We go in. Now, we don't have any seats, so we're kind of hanging around the mezzanine, and, I'm ready to shoot, but I'm keeping my equipment hidden. The band comes out. The screaming gets louder, if possible. And I start taking pictures, and we're a couple songs in, and all of a sudden I feel this hand on my back, and I turn around, and there's two huge security guards standing there, and they're Duran Duran group security. Can you please come with me? So they start to haul me away. My friend vanishes like out of a cartoon, like in a puppet.
Right.
Well, he's gone.
Yeah.
They drag me outside. They take all of my film. I had shot a couple of rolls already. And by now I had started doing this thing that when I would shoot the rolls that were exposed, I would hide them in my shoe so that they were safe. So they don't get those two rolls, but they take all my film away, and they give me back my camera, and they figure everything's fine. Well, they start to loosen up, and they decide, well, we'll let you back into the show. So they go up to a
door. Oh, really? Then they let you back in the show. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
right,
great.
Right. So but here's part of the more of the story. So they knock on the door to let me back in. The door opens. It's the usher who we had paid to get into the show to start with. He sees me standing there with these two huge security guards, and he thinks I've ratted him out.
Oh, no.
So he starts to shut the door. He doesn't, he won't let me in, and the two security guards are going, what is going on here? I know exactly what's going on,
right.
But I keep my mouth shut. So he slams the door shut. So they start having a conversation, the two security guards, what are we going to do with me? So they start thinking, well, let's take him in through the backstage area. And I'm like, wow, this just sounded like a great idea. they start to march me towards the backstage area, and we're closing in on the door to backstage, and they suddenly get another call, security call, and they just leave me there in the parking lot. And I swear, they leave, and almost as quickly as my friend disappeared, he reappears, having left the show. And he thinks that I'm in the process of being hauled away to jail.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So he's completely freaked out, and I've, of course, loved the whole thing. So that was my Duran Duran story. That was one of the crazier ones.
Well, did you have this sense, I mean, scooting around all these, these opportunities and that, and almost getting busted in one deal or another, did you feel like, hey, it's just destiny for you?
Yeah, you know, what I realized, it was my way of being part of the rebellion that is rock and roll.
Right.
You know, it's that wonderful thing of being youth. I was obsessed with this music. I couldn't get enough of it. And it was my way of connecting. And it was my own rebellion, because I ended up building up enough of a portfolio. And again, I talk about this in the book, where I went pro at the end, and suddenly I was getting passes, and it wasn't as much fun. Yeah. Suddenly, like, I'm just walking into the venue, you know, with no problem. And I'm shooting in the pit in the front, and they only want you to shoot three or four songs, which wasn't as much fun. And I'm also, what I realized from what I was doing is I was getting a really interesting viewpoint on the performers. I was, from shooting from the crowd, I was seeing the show the way the performers intended it to be seen. When you're shooting it as a pro, you're almost looking up their noses. It's not an organic point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing that's so amazing, you know, to your point here, that you were just expressing, is that when I go through the book and I'm looking at the pictures, I mean, here you are, you're doing this on the slot. You've got some great shots here. And I got to imagine, I got to imagine that some of these artists, hey, look at, look at this coffee table book, no camera allowed. I mean, look at us here. I mean, this is a bit like a high school annual. I mean, some of these pictures, I mean, but they're just so, really what you, I mean, obviously you're gifted in this, and to be able to do it at this level versus being able to be, like you say, in the camera well, where it's a lot more structured, clearly two different aspects as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was, this all sort of ended 30 years ago. I hung it up in 87. So for me, putting this book together, in a lot of ways, it was the first time I had ever looked at the pictures, because I was shooting so much back then. I was shooting sometimes I was so obsessed, I would shoot five shows in a week, and I'd come back, develop them. You know, it's not digital, it's film.
Right.
And I'd print out, I'd print out one or two pictures, and then I'd be on to the next show. So when I put this together, a lot of the pictures, I was like, wow, that's a pretty good shot. It was almost like looking back at somebody else, because it's been so long.
I can imagine, and along the way, you're developing new favorites as well, as you realize, you go, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I got that shot, did you?
Exactly. No, there were pictures. I was like, I don't remember ever seeing that picture.
Yeah. And here it is. It was all by you. No cameras allowed. My career as an outlaw rock and roll photographer, Julian David Stone. Julian, outstanding. God, this is such a blessing that you have done this. Outlaw rock and roller photographer, for all the rebellion that's in all of us, you have captured our imaginations and maybe fulfilled a bit of our own fantasies as well. Thank you again. Great job on this, and congratulations. The book available at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website too, by the way.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, you can get it at Amazon, or if you want a signed copy, it's at juliandavidstone.com. It's 250 pictures of the biggest stars of the 80s that have never been seen before.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Most of you know that heart